the mic still on?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying,
what's the latest, Sophie?
Wow. There are things happening. Yeah. I don't know where y'all want to take this.
There are things. So there's a couple things I know about. Like, I saw.
Yeah, go ahead. Just start us off.
Yeah, go ahead.
If it's, if it's boring, I'll shoot you down.
Ooh, okay, that's fine. I mean, all right. So the first one was like, did y'all see the mom?
Yeah,
and then the son.
Yeah,
the you said the mom what?
Jacob Copeland. It's like in Pensacola, like Scammy
County. Oh, she's from Pensacola.
Yeah, that's Scammy County High School. Oh,
okay.
Escambia High School or whatever. Sinet went there. I don't know if y'all remember Sinet. Yeah. Is okay. But now who want to break that down?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, wow. All right. So it was National Signing Day.
National Signing Day.
Okay.
This is not sports.
It is.
Oh
but,
my God.
No, listen. It's relevant.
So
it's National Signing Day
too, I guess.
Yeah. So it's National Signing Day. National Signing Day is when high school football players decide where they want to go for college, right?
Yeah.
So faces, so prices. I love it.
Mom was there with the son. She came in all Alabama gear.
And a Tennessee hat.
Tennessee hat and Alabama sweater.
And an Alabama sweater, right?
I feel like this is about to get racist.
No, it's not. Oh. So he had three hats. One was Alabama, one was Tennessee, and the third one was Florida.
Okay.
The son picked Florida.
Yeah.
Mom got up on national television and just walked off.
It was just like, you got to pull the video up. I thought you would have had it, man. You got to see it for it to really affect you. Like, it's like, yo. Because like,
this
what
is
the
not
fuck?
Affecting me at all right
I
now.
I know. Wait till you see it.
It was messed up.
So, wait. I'm confused. So, she didn't want him to go to that school?
Exactly. Yeah, man, so, she just looked like she was disappointed.
I'm sorry. Did he not get a scholarship?
There you go.
Jacob, you're going to Florida. Who just got up and left there? And to your right, who got up and left?
That was my mom.
I'm not watching this. I cannot.
People hide behind God so much.
Where is he from?
He's from Pensacola. Pensacola.
That's how they talk down there?
You don't sound like a Florida nigga to you?
Not all of them. Like, you stupid as hell.
I'm a Florida nigga. Rap is a Florida nigga.
You just been here for a minute.
So that's how I sounded when I first landed here.
No, it don't. That's not how you used to talk.
No, yes, it was. Y'all don't know Rod like y'all think y'all know Rod.
Oh my God.
Rod, tell y'all, he from the hood, man. He just left it. He just cold switched.
He can get a good education.
I know, right?
Just because you sound like that doesn't mean that you're uneducated.
Nah, yeah, it don't mean that.
It just mean you country them motherfucker. That's all that means.
Oh my God.
He couldn't get his words.
I know she did come back.
They were like, what's that about? He's like,
I don't know. He know what it's about. Listen, you cannot embarrass a black mom like that. You cannot. She came to this damn thing.
She got
on damn Alabama gear. She got on a Tennessee hat. And this Negro done picked up a Florida hat. She should have came in there with some damn Florida sweatpants on so she wouldn't be embarrassed with national TV.
And you know what? Can I have the same stance as you? Because I feel like women that follow college football like that, that's ingrained from a young age. Here's the thing. I understand the mom side. I'm not for her. Like because that's jacked up. Like your son's on national TV.
Like and he this took was away from the moment. Like you,
she did. But see, this was going to the point that I was making
her,
before.
It was about him.
Yeah, it wasn't about her. But again, a woman that is a college football diehard that you out here rocking, you know, college teams and stuff like that. That was ingrained more than likely from a young age, right? Like you growing up in the South, football is a big thing. So you know that he's been around. Like you about to go to Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I know is that if I have a son or a daughter, right, and we start hooping and stuff like that, right, I'm gonna be like, hey, look, you gonna be looking at Georgetown and you'll be looking at the U.
But bro,
because
like,
it shouldn't matter though.
It shouldn't matter.
This dude
has a full ride scholarship. I'm to both college. Sides.
She don't have to pay for nothing.
Nothing, bro.
I feel like you should
even be blessed that your son, if they came from a tough situation, that he's even able to go to college and get paid. You know, have
you
a paid
don't
for education.
Embarrass a black mom in front of no.
She took
off
work for that though.
No,
and she done came in there. She is geared up.
No,
she,
it does matter. That's her. Thank you. That's her
that
fault.
Is her
man.
Fault.
Hey,
it's
you know,
moment, kid.
It's not. Thank
you. Had your opportunity when you was younger to do what
she
you wanted
she
to do.
Told him where to go, and they had that conversation. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to tell him. They done had that conversation, and I'm gonna tell you. And I'm gonna tell you exactly. But he and I guarantee you.
The reason she probably came.
I guarantee you. He told her, I'm going to Florida. But she decided to wear that shit anyway.
No,
because she was like,
so.
No way my baby gonna embarrass me on national
public. They said she came back. They said she came back.
She did. And
she hugged the
But
mom.
It don't matter. Like,
don't
the
matter.
Moment
at that
is
point,
over.
It's
like,
over.
You,
yeah.
You done made this man damn near crown national
TV.
Right.
He'll be all right.
I'm just
he
saying.
He got a free
though.
Fucking ride. He'll be all right.
I understand that, but it's just like, damn. Like,
tell him, Ryan. Tell him.
You feel hurt. It's your mom.
So?
What you mean?
What you mean so?
That's the closest, like one of the closest people to you so, in your life.
He told his mom. He told her mom, "Don't you wear that out there." I'm telling you, mom, I'm going to Florida. Don't do it.
I don't
think
it went like
that. Went.
So look, why?
I'm
why?
I'm telling y'all, I went.
Can we not?
How come? If this was being talked about at home, right? Like, why didn't he pick Tennessee or Alabama?
He made his choice. What I'm telling you is that he made his choice.
At the end of the day.
Him, that they had a conversation, and she was like, baby, probably trying to encourage him to go to one or the other, right? He was like, nah, mama, nah, wait, nah, how you say it? Mama, I don't want to go to Alabama or Tennessee. I want to go to Florida. You know, I want to go to Florida. Like, he's, where is he at? Pensacola, right.
Yeah.
So he wants to stay home as it can get.
You know what I think
And mama was like, nah, baby, you know, I got this check coming. They done gave me an SUV. You know, I got the bag, man. They hooked me up. He told her, no, I am going to Florida. Do not come to this thing wearing Alabama and Tennessee gear because I'm not going there. And she decided to go there anyway because she was like, no way my baby is going to let me be out here and be embarrassed.
I don't think that's how it happened. I think what happened was, okay, so they in the house or whatever, and she keep, like, you know, she's sweet, like, whatever she's doing in the kitchen or whatever. She's like,
wash
yeah.
Dishes.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Sure. You're okay. Anyways, so then they're talking or whatever, and I think that she has probably been talking over him the entire time, like for the past couple of months, like, I can't wait for you to go here, I can't wait for you to go here. Mm. And he's thinking in the back of his head, like, that's not really what's gonna happen, but I'm not gonna say nothing because I'm under her roof type shit, like, it's whatever. He probably had already made up his mind, and she was probably just projecting. And then, so, you know, she's getting ready that morning and stuff, and he's like, damn, like, I know who I'm gonna choose, but I'm still not gonna tell her. I don't feel like, he probably never felt the right time to tell her. And then finally, to me, that's how it came off, like, she found out right there, like, I can't believe you played me like this.
Nah, man, look at the look. Yeah. Look at, she cut him like three looks.
Why would she react that way if he already told her?
Because the look she got with this.
How did your college conversations go? Did y'all have like conversations like that with your parents
about where I'm going?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't getting to nowhere free, so I mean, it was different.
Like that, so yeah, you like, you gonna go where we tell you to go because
no,
we paying,
I mean,
for it. Like,
no, I was really fucking lazy when I did my college search. I was just like, well, I'm gonna do something in state because those out of state fees are dead as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's another thing too. They ain't gotta worry about out of state. Like, well, I guess it don't matter.
I mean, he was straight. Ride, so yeah, he was gonna really be straight either way. But
so
the way
that conversation went, the way you
it did go the way
that
I'm
means
telling
she
you,
she was selfish as hell to do that.
Even after
she knew that he
and,
was going to
be. And that's why, she looked at. That's why she looked at him the way she looked at him.
With Sophie.
That's why he was hurt.
I think that was a scenario.
He looked shocked as hell.
Nah, he was hurt.
They both looked shocked.
This was like his moment. He was like, "Dang, man!" Like, that's why his hands started shaking and stuff. And now watch the video, man. He was afraid to even look at his mama. He was afraid to even look at his mama because he knew that the cussing was a coming.
That means
it wasn't shot, man.
That was selfish on our part, man. She should have been happy that her son going to.
She
a,
was. She came back to hug him, but
she came. Back. She killed the moment at that point. The moment was already killed because it was about him. It's about that young black man. Yeah,
it is about her. She don't. Who knows what sacrifices that she had to go through.
I heard. I don't know how much this is true. The people that was behind him was the one that really raised him. She wouldn't. She didn't even raise him.
B, we don't need those facts. See? We don't need those facts. B, we don't need those facts.
I got some tea for y'all asses, huh?
She did have attitude. Y'all ain't like y'all ain't seen that attitude before.
She could have waited though, man. I understand her being mad and upset. Okay, right, you know, whatever. But like, not on television though. Just wait till you get home. Like, yo, for real, you really just did that?
Bruh, this is a black mom. You know, we don't give a damn.
That's right. She probably didn't even fucking notice the cameras.
No, she knew the cameras were there. Oh, she knows.
The bright lights and stuff.
Oh, we take inventory of our surroundings. She knew where all the cameras was at. That's why she did it. Mm-hmm. She was like,
she looked at every camera.
She got it. What's that meme that goes around with the girl from How to Get Away with Murder?
Because I don't give a fuck about sports.
It's not about sports, though, because it's like, it was deeper than sports. It's people that don't even watch sports that's talking about it. Yeah.
Damn.
It's not even like,
I don't follow none of those people.
But I think now the way Twitter does is they kind of cater the trending topics to some of the things you talk about and look at the most. But it was definitely trending on social media. Because Kyle sent it to us, right?
Yeah.
In the Dead in Sports thread. And that's when I saw it. That's my phone. Oh. And I thought it was funny myself personally.
You was laughing at the black mother. You was laughing at the black mother.
Hey, man.
I already know what you was laughing at.
Hey, you already know, B.
I already know what you was laughing
at. That look. And then he was afraid to look at her. I would have been afraid too. He knew what was up.
Okay, so did y'all hear like the developing story behind
this? Catch these hands.
Nah. So yeah, basically she said that the reason why she was upset is because she wanted him to get out of Florida because he was in some gang related
gangs. I was about to bring that up next too.
So that was the reason why she didn't want him to stay. And I can kind of relate to that because my mom tried to get me out of Florida as well.
Mm-hmm. Like, he was in a gang?
I wasn't in a gang, but I was around a lot of...
Yeah, he's in the hood.
Yeah, I was around a lot of shit.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't have to necessarily be a part of the gang, but you were around that stuff.
That's how Rod used to talk. You didn't want to
listen. Shut up, Ken.
Maybe it was kind of like that.
No, it wasn't. Absolutely not.
It was kind of like that, though.
No, it wasn't.
When you're around a certain
when you're around your environment.
It's like, I don't know. Like I said, I was educated, but it's like, you know,
you was hella country?
I think I was. I think I remember being hella country.
Maybe not country, you were just very much a cola. Because I was very Miami. Like, if I go back to Miami and I get around my homies, I don't sound like this.
Yeah, it comes out.
I'm not going to sound like this. We have a whole other language.
Different language.
I need to bring me about five of my Miami homies.
We say things like jit. I use jit a lot. Like, it's just like, it's just
different. I've heard that word. My cousins, like, they from Miami.
Yeah.
They talk like that, though.
We say Gabby
Bent. No, they don't, though.
Yeah, it's just,
they hide it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just different.
It was different.
I can't even consciously do it.
Like, right, it's a
subconscious thing.
I can't even do it either.
So like, wait, is it just like you talk more like grunge? Like, is it like more hood? Is it more slang?
It's not like him. Like,
I'm shook.
He's country. He sounded super country.
Why is it surprising to you?
Because I don't feel like Rod can talk like that.
Oh my God. Rod's been here a minute.
I've been here for a minute.
Exactly.
You know, he's a father. He's different now.
Rod got gray in his beard now. He didn't even have a beer like that.
That's so sad.
I'm just saying, this Rod is way different even from the Rod I met. You know what I'm saying? So nah, man, I know. Because you know how I know? Because I'm the same way. You take me to Florida right now, around two or three of my homies, and I'll be like, who is that? That's not FIFO.
Damn.
What is he saying? Like, it's a
like, do you look different too?
They'll probably think FIFO coming back brand new. Yep.
No, I don't think anybody think I was brand new or anything. They just I matured. That's all it is.
Wait, when they rap about you in songs, like you know, niggas left the hood and they acting brand new, like that type of shit.
Nah, not at all.
Niggas in the hood embrace it. You know, it's like, oh man, yeah, you out there doing your thing, you got out.
And I don't think so. They be hating on songs.
No, it's not like that.
I would say maybe like the entire hood, but the people that you were close to,
they're happy
for
you.
Yeah, they're happy for you. Like, I talk to some people now, they all like, because I'm on Facebook now. They see what I'm doing. It's like, oh snap, are you out here doing stuff? You know, they see me like on red carpets and stuff
because
like that.
They would have never thought.
Coming from your vibes, you'd be like, damn, that's dope.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I know a lot of homies that struggling.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of them. Like, you know, people that I thought was going to be like, oh, this. Like, I got one homie, man. I swear to God, this man was 6'2", 240 in seventh grade. Seventh grade, 6'2", 240.
Right.
Went, had a full ride scholarship, Southern Illinois. And it just didn't turn out. And I'm thinking in my head, from that younger age, this motherfucker about to make the NFL. That nigga huge as shit.
I knew a lot of people like that too. Just like this kid that went to the scammy in high school. Like, I knew plenty of guys like that. Basketball players, football players that just didn't make it out. They just didn't make it out.
Mercy. That was a nice spin on it though. I like how she spun it. You know, I just want my baby to get away.
You think that was a spin though? I don't think that's a spin. If that's true,
not 100%
heart, like,
spin.
Come on, man. Like, yeah. That's your kid.
It literally happened to me. That's
no, I'm not saying this is 100% of a spin, but I think it does
justify.
My mom said, we have been out in Florida, and I was like, why? This is my home.
You could just move to another part.
It's kind of all the same. Makes sense. That nigga like, look like
really? You stupid. That's right. From Orlando to Miami, something else, though.
Yeah,
it's like, man.
You know.
What you mean? It ain't nothing. I'm not driving that.
After hearing, like, okay, her reasoning to why she left and why she was so disappointed. How do y'all feel about that?
I think it's funny and it's not that serious and everyone will be okay.
Okay.
I just still think
like y'all really
she was being selfish because it was his moment. You gotta be happy that your son is going to a university paid scholarship.
She is happy, B.
Now you walk away like that. That's selfish, man.
You have to think about
it's
self.
Not, man. Like, if her son is... into some fucked up shit, right? Like that he shouldn't be in. And I would prefer you leave here so that we can
finish yourself.
Because
right,
I'm gonna go back and look. Because if she didn't raise him, this kills the whole argument. I'm gonna go
look
back.
Look at him now.
Like, what if he's distracted and loses the scholarship because of where he's staying?
Yeah, like what if a couple of homies is like, oh, you just down the road in Gainesville? Shit, we about to get an apartment over there, and then just fuck him up.
About to set up shop over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he needs to be somewhere else to focus. I can see how that would piss you off as a mom. Like, fuck you. We talked about this.
What if she didn't raise him?
What? You still want the best for you.
Exactly. That's still mom.
She's still there for a reason. Like, he still had her there for a reason. So she may not like fully raise them, but was still there.
And it wasn't like she was the only one that had Alabama. I think there were people in the background that had Alabama gear on too. But you know, he, at this point, what do we, you know, Rod know this, and I mean, you guys know this as well, just from you growing up. But at a certain point, when you hit a certain age, the first thing we say or that we hear is that you grown now.
Yep.
You make your own decisions.
Yep.
But as a parent, you always want what's best for your child. And it
regardless
sounds like,
yeah.
So it sounds like she's definitely concerned probably still is concerned, but still happy that in spite of everything that he went through as a teen, as a kid, that he still finally got out and got a full ride on top of that. Now it's up to him, and people are going to follow this story. It's up to him to take that and utilize it and to make his life and that of his family to come even better.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No. You're good.
Yeah, because, Gainesville, Florida isn't that far away from Pensacola. So it's like,
hours,
you know, like...
How far?
Maybe a couple hours.
Just go,
yeah, it's like Florida State. It's not that far. All of those places are like about 2 hours from Pensacola. You know what I'm saying? So she already know. If he go there, man, like he's still gonna be affiliated, still gonna be in it. He needs to go a little bit further out.
So it's probably almost like it wasn't fully his decision. Like it was his decision, but because y'all already know, man. Man, you go to Florida, man, you just a couple of hours away, man, you about to get on the white girl.
Or it might be something already there, you know what I'm saying.
And look, let's not take away the fact that Florida is still one of the biggest party schools in all of college.
Yeah.
Right? So you know, mom is probably like, yo, like, maybe this is not the best situation to help you become a grown man.
I guess we'll see in the next couple of years.
I wish him the best of luck.
Though. I still think she was just embarrassed.
And congratulations. That. You know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man. This man got a full ride scholarship to the University of Florida. That's no
kid, like, embarrassing. Crazy. She got herself looking crazy. She got herself looking crazy because you the one put on the Alabama shirt.
And I know he told her, he was like, all right, you wear that out there you want to. You already know where I'm going. I done told you now.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't know. She was like, anywhere but Florida. Golly. What's going on with Chrissy Jones?
This has been going on I think he had the interview like a couple of days ago. And, you know, I just kind of started reading it. It's kind of like a Q&A with, like, the reporter and what he was saying. So has anyone, like, actually read this? Like,
I have no idea what's going on.
Me and B have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's going on? Enlighten us.
So they asked him a whole bunch of questions just about, like, you know, people that he's worked with in the music industry. And they started off by saying, you worked with Michael Jackson more than anyone he was related to. What's something people don't understand about him?
Oh, no.
He goes,
yes.
I hate to get into this publicly, but Michael stole a lot of stuff. He stole a lot of songs.
No. The greatest artists do that.
Donna Summer.
It shouldn't be.
I know, but like.
Just listen. Donna Summer, State of Independence, and Billie Jean. The Notes Don't Lie, man. He was. He was McAvey. Ooh, see, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Using an SAT word.
You know what? Then he goes on to say, how so? He was like, greedy, man, greedy. Don't stop till you get enough. Michael should have given him 10% of the song.
Machiavellian.
Wouldn't do it. Thank you.
I got you.
That was, thank you. You got me. Okay. Then he goes on to say, how much were his problems wrapped up with the fame? You mean the way he looked? Like, he had a problem with his looks because his father told him he was ugly and abused him. What do you expect?
Okay, we know that.
It's just kind of like, I think the way that he was responding was just so like an old ass
nigga. Like, I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, you're not respecting the dead.
Did you see on Twitter like a couple days ago, like Richard Pryor was trending or whatever?
Yeah, I never looked at it though.
He was trending because of what Quincy said about him and Marvin Gaye in the interview.
And Marlon Brando.
And Marlon, yeah.
So what happened?
Wait, I need to know. What did they say?
He pretty much said
he just talked about so much stuff. Like,
Go ahead, B. He pretty much told him
that Marlon, what's his name, Marlon Brando, fucked Marvin Gaye and Richard Pryor.
What you mean, fucked them?
Like, is there another way? This nigga had sex with him.
No.
Yes. But what? Richard Pryor is not surprising though, because Richard Pryor already. See, like Marlon Brando will fuck anything. He said he'd fuck a refrigerator. He'd fuck
say a mailbox.
He said he'd just fuck anything. Male, female,
no
whatever.
No way.
The whole interview just kind of feels unwarranted. Like
Richard Pryor.
Who got this exclusiveness? Who was it?
Vulture.
Vulture.com.
Wow. Yeah, he decided to release all this all out.
And I heard he had an interview on, I think, GQ. What was it, like a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago?
Is he suffering dementia or something? Like,
I feel like this is real shit. Yeah, he just don't give a fuck.
He said Richard Pryor.
He talked about who killed
James
Kennedy.
James Baldwin.
No, something going on.
Marvin Gaye said somebody
need to check on Quincy Jones. Like, no, man, this ain't. No, he just blurting out stuff.
Man, look, B said it. Richard Pryor has been saying this for years.
Yeah, he has. He's been making jokes about it.
Next up, I move. Pa was with me once when I first fucked my first faggot. And he's been holding that over my head for 2 years. I fucked a faggot. I just want to say it now so nobody else can tell. I liked it. I would have married him, but he had to go away and get an operation.
Good joke. People thought.
That's what I'm saying.
But why would he decide to let all this out on Vulture.com?
Why not?
Because it's like, why get them to the exclusive?
He held back
versus
some
who?
Stuff.
Versus
he
who?
He held back
like
some stuff.
Like 2020 or somebody. Yeah. Barbara Walters or somebody. I don't fucking know Barbara Walters.
Nobody watching Barbara Walters no more.
But I'm saying, but like your big plan for it. I know. But look, I'm just saying. Y'all asked me, that's the first one that came to mind. 2020 came to mind. Because
they used to get Oprah's all the exclusive.
Look, y'all gone, man. I'm disconnected.
I feel like this is like a 60-minute segment or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Or a TV One documentary.
Or Rolling
Stone.
Either way, it came out. I think one of my favorite things that he said was
about one of your favorite things.
Yeah, yeah. Was his impressions on the Beatles.
Man,
yeah. What do you say? Yeah. Funny as
like, man, they
fuck.
Can't play shit.
You know what's funny? You know what I like about the interview?
No musician.
I think from early on, the reporter knew that he was just so free spoken with whatever he was going to say. I feel like he initially maybe had like 10 or 20 questions to ask and go off of.
And once he
saw how he was rolling, he was like, shit, I'm just asking him anything.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't,
you can tell.
It wasn't even off the script of what his boss wanted him to ask at this point. He was like, shit, I've always wanted to know this. And he just went off. So
I love it. It's so funny. He was asking about like the state of pop current music and shit, and Quincy was like, these motherfuckers
are basically trash.
Yeah, he was like, these motherfuckers don't know how to read or write, so that's why their shit is garbage. But
but we know that
he bigged up like a couple of people. I think it was Kendrick Chance.
So he bigged them up.
Okay,
so the reporter
John Coltrane, he bigged up I was waiting to see if he gonna have some on Miles Davis. I was like, ooh, if he got some tea on Miles Davis.
I mean, with Miles Davis, we already know it's all kind of shit about him out there.
I mean, I'm just saying the stuff that maybe we don't even know.
But what else do we not know about Miles Davis?
Quincy might have some tea, probably.
I don't know, because I feel like his stuff is like already out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
So he said, what were your first impressions of the Beatles? They were the worst musicians in the world. They were no playing motherfuckers. Paul was the worst bass player I ever heard, and Ringo, don't even talk about it. I remember once we were in the studio with George Martin, and Ringo had taken 3 hours for a 4-bar thing he was trying to fix on a song. He couldn't get it. We said, mate, why don't you get some Lager and lime, some shepherd's pie, and take an hour and a half to relax a little bit.
I believe everything he was saying in this interview.
So he did.
I'm not saying I don't be Quincy Jones.
And we called Ronnie Burrell, a jazz drummer. Ronnie came in for 15 minutes and tore it up. Ringo comes back and says, George, can you play it back for me one time? So George did, and Ringo says, that didn't sound so bad. And I said, yeah, motherfucker, because it ain't you.
He got here some bullshit.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a 85.
What happened? Like, so there's something. Did he get salty? Was he salty about
man.
I just think he was just being candid and just... Yeah. Not he just
don't
didn't
he's, don't, oh, give don't give
why
a
not
fuck,
he's 85
why like, not right
because like I
we
don't
need
know
to hear these stories
go, I don't know it kind of goes back to the to like to the Monique thing, like why put everybody's business out there? They're not putting it out there. Why are you putting it out there?
But you know what?
It's not for you.
Well, they're all dead.
Exactly. And
I know, but they still have.
But yeah, he held it for so long, and he's 85. He like these stories. If he doesn't come out and say this, it dies with him. Okay.
I love
stuff,
it.
Wait, wait, some stuff should? Nah.
Wow.
Why not?
No,
why?
Maybe you gotta let that shit air out.
Well, if you yourself didn't bring it out, like, who are you to expose somebody that, you know, after they pass or whatever and reveal their deepest, darkest secrets?
Quincy Jones?
Who's saying he's exposing them?
I know, exactly.
We knew James Baldwin. We knew about Richard Pryor.
No, I'm just saying some of the stuff y'all are saying, though, like, we don't know all of that stuff. That's why it's so surprising now, right?
Well, go ahead, B. Everybody said maybe not for the...
Oh, my God.
It was actually surprising for the Richard Pryor. So you had no idea Richard Pryor was, like, go both ways, pretty much. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Who cares?
Wow.
I did not know that. Let's be fair.
Well, back in the day.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily.
Now, because if you.
What was back in the day?
Because if you go back and watch, and are you doing just.
Like, free-loving and spirited and shit.
But that was isolated to, like, a certain group of people.
Oh.
And there was an understanding. Right. And they were like, okay, they just different. You know, pretty much the rest of us isn't like that. But if you watch some of those bits, and when he's talking about sucking dick and saying all this other stuff, it's quiet. Like, there are some people laughing, but for the most part, silence.
I live. Because
people didn't know how to really, like,
Yeah.
So, you know, but I mean,
man, he said his autobiography.
Yeah,
like it's in his autobiography.
So this is my Richard second Pryor's. Favorite part. Yes. This is my second favorite part of the interview. He says, "If you could snap your fingers and fix one problem in the country, what would it be?" Racism. I've been watching it for a long time. The 30s now. We've come a long way, but we've got a long way to go. The South has always been fucked up, but you know where you stand. The racism in the North is disguised. You never know where you stand. That's why it's happening now. That's why what's happening now is good, because people are saying. They're racists who didn't used to say it. Now we know. He says, what stirred everything up? Is it all about Trumpism? It's Trump and uneducated rednecks. Trump is telling them that they want... Trump is telling them what they want to hear. I used to hang out with him. He's a crazy motherfucker. limited mentally. I love that phrase. Yes, limited mentally. I love it.
Megalomaniac.
Narcissistic. I can't stand him. I used to date Ivanka, you know. Wait, really?
What?
Yes, sir. 12 years ago, Tommy Hilfiger, who was working with my daughter, said, Ivanka wants to have dinner with you. I said, no problem. She's a fine motherfucker. She has the most beautiful, legs I ever saw in my life. Oh my Wrong father, though. I just love it. Wrong father, though.
Quincy Jones, man.
He said he got 22 girlfriends. I think that was like in a recent interview. He said he got 22 girlfriends right now.
He's trying to be the hef out here.
Man, when you 85.
I'm loving it.
Dude. Trying to be the new.
Hey, wait till I get old.
I was reading that shit. I was like, this dude, Quincy.
I did not know. I saw stuff trending, but I did not know that's what was happening.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't put this in the dead end three.
It's only about like 2-3 years for you, right, Kane?
But Rod, yeah, you can speak to this.
I was just about to say, yeah, I get it now, because I know the older I get, like the loose, like my lips are, like I'll be like, yo, I just don't care.
Like the older you get, the less of a fuck you get.
Just imagine when you get 85, dog. Yeah, like imagine how you feel 85.
I'm gonna just be cussing people out just cause. What are you gonna do? Punch me?
Exactly.
That's what I believe. I'm not saying that you don't believe it. I'm just saying, like,
I'm not saying I don't believe it. I was just wondering why.
Like why say
that? Why would that? And why to that particular publication did you let that out? Because you could have wrote a book, right?
He could have, but I think it was. He didn't come in prepared to give these answers. I think he just said whatever was on his mind, whatever came to the top of mind, because like he'll say something and then he'll be like, we shouldn't talk about that.
It was certain stuff he wasn't coming back on. Yeah.
And the biggest thing that people pulled away from that was like after he said the thing about James Baldwin, Marlon Brando, James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, and Marvin Gaye, like a sentence or two after he was like, you like Brazilian music? And he just completely changed the topic. So he was like all over the place.
Yeah, he even apologized. What's your sign? About being he all over
what's
the place.
Sign and shit? Like, at the end, he's like, yeah, man, what's your sign?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. So,
where you from? like, that's funny, how it was. You get a chance, read it.
But I will. I think one of the things that I pulled away, and this is just me, is like something I've been saying on Dan and Hip Hop for a minute. It's just some of the things that, you know, he was saying about music and how, you know, he said something about like God walks out the room when, you know, you don't have those certain music principles and when you don't go back and do your research, because when you do your research and you study music, then you can actually be a little bit more innovative in the music that you create and stuff like that. So, he said like it was great. It's always great to hear people like Quincy Jones talk about music.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because they—I mean, he was
especially
fucking
him.
Legend.
Hear about the different influences that he has. And yeah, like you said, here's a guy that can create and make any type of music out there. Like I was getting excited when he was talking about that, because I was like, oh, like, what is he talking about? Like that book that John Coltrane would walk around and stuff like that.
That shit was cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was cool.
And I heard, by the way, that there's a really good John Coltrane documentary on Netflix.
Really? If you find out, let me, know the name of it?
No, but I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. The next topic?
Let's roll.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this isn't really a full-fledged topic. I just wanted to kind of shout out. Are y'all familiar with Breisha Meadows?
Who?
No.
Okay, so
I'm not.
She was a young black girl. Basically, her dad was abusing her mom, and in self defense, she ended up killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they locked her up, and everyone had this hashtag trending, even as I guess little as last year, like free Breisha Meadows, because what she did was in self defense to protect her family. I think she had to be like maybe like 13 or something, like around that age.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to jail. And so anyway, she's getting out on, I think she got out either this Sunday or she's supposed to, either last Sunday or this Sunday. So that's really, really awesome. A lot of people have been like really rooting for her, writing her letters and stuff like that. Yeah, it was just really bad. It was just like she was just a teen domestic abuse victim. And to save basically her mom and her family and stuff like that, she was like, fuck this shit. I think, I don't know if she shot him or stabbed him or something, but it, just in self-defense.
Yes.
You know? Right, in self-defense. Yeah. She shouldn't have been in jail in the first place. Right. Good for her.
So did y'all see the white Nefertiti?
Yes.
I saw that shit for 2 seconds.
Why they gonna put this shit on Black History Month?
I'm sorry.
Dog.
What?
It was on the Today Show. Oh, you haven't seen this?
No.
You got the Stay Woke shirt on and you ain't seen the white Nefertiti? Bro, it was on Instagram,
Instagram, like they've been trending now, like this is what Tupac gonna look like 200 years from now.
That man look like Trippy Red or Lil Red, whatever that new dude is.
You never seen it either, Sophie?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Lala on Instagram. Her arm does not look real. Look at this photo. Don't that shit look hella photoshopped? It looks sketchy to me. Okay, but sorry, go ahead.
The white Nefertiti, you ever seen this either?
No, I've seen that shit. So I don't really think it's a topic.
I think I found it. So you have no type of feelings on that at all?
Don't really care.
Why? Like, why?
Because white people are going to try and always debunk black shit.
White people?
Yeah, white people are going to white.
So we just going to say that? Like, yo, just let y'all white?
I mean, they gonna try and change history regardless. It's up to us to fucking actually speak out on shit. But I mean,
but you're saying it don't matter, though.
I mean, not this particular thing.
Yeah, but that's you know how much that's history.
I'm surprised
though.
You did not see that.
But I just feel like if you're not stupid, you know that that's not true.
Culture vulture.
There's no way that white people could be that fucking white in Africa. Your skin would burn to a fucking crisp, bitch. Like, what are you talking about?
I think they're light skinned Africans.
That's nice, but they have still some melanin.
Bruh. Yeah. Wow. I just can't. What's this?
Like, I don't burn when I go outside.
Bro, they was like, yo, this is the close light. So wait, they had like a forensic.
It was on NBC and everything.
They had like a forensic scientist come in. They had a forensic say that, yeah, this is probably what she
based off
exactly
the mummy,
looked
based
like.
Off like some type of.
Based off the mummy scale. Like, this is what she probably looked like. Not probably. They're probably pretty certain. Like,
off of skull and bones?
Bruh. Yeah, this is what they said she looks like.
This is 3D imaging. You think this is spot on?
This is spot on. This was a 3D image of the mummy's head was done.
Uh-huh.
It was then given to a forensics team and an incredible world-class reconstruction artist. So this is very accurate.
All right, here it comes. We're going to do the big reveal.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Gonna
one, knock it two, over. Three. Okay.
Wow.
Isn't she amazing?
Yes.
She really is.
So how do you reconstruct? And how accurate do you think this is?
I think it's extremely accurate to the mummy. The forensics artists are able to do an extremely good job at looking at the tissue, depth, determining muscle, and all of that. And so what we're looking at here for sure is King Tut's mother. And the really encouraging thing for me is that when you look at the known ancient images of Nefertiti that we have, like the Berlin bust, there are amazing similarities here. The Berlin bust is this kind of ideological image. Yeah. It's the sort of ancient Photoshop, right?
Yeah.
This is a real woman. And, when we look at this reconstructed bust, what we see here is someone who is substantial and someone whose mummy was really cast off. And now we can really see her restored, have her dignity restored.
Wow.
Right.
Like they said, they're like 90-some%.
We all white when we decompose.
Yo.
This is nuts.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I totally missed this.
It was
wow.
On Instagram and everything, dude. I just knew you would have caught wind of it.
They were
him.
Dude, it was like, wow.
I just showed him that.
They were smiling, man. Dude. They were happy as hell.
Mm-hmm. During Black History Month. During Black History Month. Yeah,
God is a queen.
Right.
God is a queen.
This is amazing to me.
Knowing damn well Egypt was cradle of civilization, bro. Baby.
Ooh. No, they trying to change it. You know how they do?
Yeah.
It's like Sophie just said, you know how they do now.
Yeah.
This actually
sit back and let them do it.
Reminds me of a Disney pin. Did you guys see the Black Panther Disney pin with the white eyes?
No, I did not see that.
Man, they had a Disney pin that had white eyes. And they tried to blame it on the glare of the light.
Someone photoshopped the Black Panther poster.
You saw
that
watermelon?
Said nigger man.
Man,
I saw that. Look, all right. So we can expect more of that, black people.
Of course.
All of my black listeners out there, be strong, be resilient, because the jokes are coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the insults and jokes are coming. Just be strong. Don't overreact. Don't get stupid. Just let them, I mean, don't let them, but you know, this is just, it's all
a
ploy to push
it. Yeah. Somewhere next week, we're going to watch the news, and somebody going to say something stupid to somebody. And going, cause a scare somewhere. Just stay strong. You gonna have those folks out there that's gonna try to what?
Ooh,
what?
Did you guys hear about John Moody, the Fox News guy?
Mm-mm.
No,
bruh.
Who was talking about the Olympics?
No.
What happened? Saying that they're gayer, darker, and some. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Hold on, that don't make no sense.
Pass it out. Let me see how bad. Where is the word?
Oh hell nah.
What?
Stacey Dash at it again.
All right, so here's what he wrote in an op-ed for FoxNews.com. Unless it's changed overnight, the motto of the Olympics since 1894 has been faster, higher, stronger. It appears the U.S. Olympic Committee would like to change that to darker, gayer, different. If your goal is to win medals, that won't work. And the headline of the piece is, in Olympics, let's focus on the winner of the race, not the race of the winner.
Huh?
Bruh, they pulled it down. They pulled it down. Obviously, they had to pull it down.
Oh, so they're mad that black people are winning all the awards?
They just mad, period. But I don't... I don't know.
That's just one. Oh.
Yeah. You know what? This is, I mean, obviously, this is definitely a product of a Trump presidency. That's his site that he watches. So for them to say something like this, it's not surprising. For it to be an executive editor, an executive VP, for him to put something out there is kind of crazy because he knows how that's going to land. The thing about being an Olympian is that They are not picking you because of your color or your sexual orientation. Like,
they're literally picking you because you can do the work.
Yeah, you are the best. Right. Yeah. They don't give a damn.
Represent the fucking country representing.
So if they just happen to be dark and they just happen to be gay and if they just happen to be gay and dark and different altogether, then so what? As long as America wins and come back. So if you're willing to sacrifice a gold medal for the sake of sending a white person on there, And end up losing, so you're basically saying that white people are going over there and losing, and white people are being losers. You know, not all of y'all, but you know what I'm saying. So
what is that Nefertiti thing?
Y'all stupid, man.
Oh my god.
So it's about being the best, sending the best over there that can go over there and win the gold medal. You know, so yeah, that's crazy.
Thought y'all saw that shit.
Mm-mm.
To finish this off before we jump into questions, 40 minutes ago, Stacey Jass just tweeted, a number of people online and off have suggested I run for political office. I want
to...
Stacey Dash.
No. Who's saying that?
Nobody is saying that.
She.
I am about to go retweet her and ask who it was. Please add me. I wanted to see what my online community... Oh, yes. She just asked me, too. Like, she wants to know what I think of this idea as I mull the possibilities. Thoughts? All right. So, I don't know if we have it. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really have any thoughts.
Nobody wants Stacey Dash to do nothing. Anything.
Maybe Trump.
But stay black and die.
Well, she's not doing that.
Yeah,
she's trying not to do that. But she gonna do it though, Rod. Whether she wants to or not.
Her black card been taken, so she could just stay whatever she is.
It don't matter, man. But look, this is again a byproduct of Trump. The fact now that he's won, everybody think that they can win.
Yeah,
and so now she's just putting a filler out there.
Say political office, that's not necessarily president.
Yeah, not necessarily president, but just could be anything, right? Yeah,
she don't belong in any office.
Right. Exactly.
She don't belong on the student council, my nigga. Like, bruh, no.
Well, I don't know. Schwarzenegger was governor, so maybe.
You don't think she has a place in the Trump's house?
Watch.
Maybe in Trump's house, but that's about it.
Right. So that's what she's saying, basically.
I could see her being like a Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. She's like...
That's about it.
I mean, she is super light, so they'll let her in the house.
Hmm.
She'll take Omarosa's
she
place.
She is, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She's bright skin.
Dash?
Yeah.
She's darker than you.
No, she isn't.
Excuse me?
Stacey Dash.
Okay, are we gonna do this?
Stacey are we Dash? Gonna do this?
Are we on serious? She's light skinned as fuck.
She light skinned.
Stacey
Dash. Yeah, bruh.
Stacey she wasn't always.
Yeah, she wasn't always.
Dash.
Yeah.
No, she was. She was no. She wasn't light skinned.
Yeah, during her Clueless.
Man, Clueless. No, she was I like
dark.
Clueless.
She was the dark. She was the dark.
She wasn't spread. Considered light skinned then. She did something with her skin now. But yeah, she's light skinned.
No, she wasn't light skinned.
Yeah, I know. I like saying it that way because it's funny.
So you're light skinned, right?
She's not fucking dark. That is the light. Turn not, your brightness on your phone.
Let me see.
First
I'm not
of all,
saying she,
this
she,
is canceled.
I'm not saying
dim in the motherfucking nigga.
Hold up.
Your phone dim.
I don't know how to work this. This is not an iPhone.
Rap phone over here, tanning niggas.
It's what?
10.
It's iPhone 10.
Oh, well, shit.
Just
turn it up some more.
Turn it up some more.
Stacey Dash is not light skinned, Sophie.
Yes, she is.
Well, she wasn't. She is now.
She is now, yeah, I'm saying.
She wasn't before.
Well, my point still stands.
She's not so light. Light-skinned. Y'all are bugging.
Yeah, y'all tripping for real.
Cash was not light-skinned.
You don't have to show me. I've seen her.
That's light-skinned, y'all? This is
she the one on the right, isn't she?
You stupid.
Y'all
get the
are fuck crazy out of here, as shit.
She was darker than that once
she was
before.
Darker.
Nah, man, she got that's just
light-skinned.
That's a bad picture, dog.
No. That's not light-skinned.
Like on Mo' Money.
This is not light-skinned?
No. On Mo' Money, she wasn't light-skinned. Remember on Mo' Money?
What the fuck is this then?
Stacey Dash is not light. She might be lighter now. She's trying to be lighter now.
What is this then?
Let me see that.
Yeah, what is that?
That's not light-skinned. Yeah, you're light-skinned.
Yeah, they're about the same color.
Look at this goddamn photo right here. That's light skin.
Yeah, dog.
Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck is
that?
What is it? Caramel?
See, light skin to me is Tisha Campbell. To me, like Tisha Campbell.
That's red bone. Isn't that red bone?
Light skin.
No, red bone and light skin were different, y'all.
Nah. Hey, red bone. That's what he used to call
red bone. Is a.
Yeah.
Red skin. No, wait, no.
Red bone. Hey, red bone.
I know, but there still was a difference between red bone and light. Like, red bone is like you light skin.
Red bone was light skin.
Fuck.
Redbone is a Redbone is in the light skinned family.
Talking about Stacey Dash,
even
in
new
the
pictures.
Flesh today.
Flesh today, like cause she's doing something to her skin, like how
Mike Jack,
like Sammy Sosa, she's doing something to her skin, but like
Clueless,
all that she was a dark.
But they don't remember that Stacey Dash, so they gonna bring the one that they got in.
Oh, I'm about to say, but we trying to. Yeah, see me, I always think light skin is Tisha Campbell. Like, and I see Tisha Campbell, light skin.
Tisha Campbell, Carrie Hilson.
Carrie Hilson.
Sophie
light skin?
Yeah, Sophie light skin.
But she
I don't know Sophie.
No.
I wouldn't call Sophie light skin.
Me either.
What?
Nah.
She's not light skin.
That's like what I'm saying. Light skin, red bone.
You heard Tisha Campbell in the same boat?
No.
Because Tisha Campbell's a red bone.
Shut up, kid.
Man, she likes to.
If we being real, Redbone is under the umbrella of light skin.
That's what I'm saying. It is.
It's like if you have six shades, right?
In the same boat,
and the first three shades are light skin, and the last three shades are dark skin.
The same boat.
Redbone is a classification.
Wait, y'all don't see Sophie is light skin?
Nah. No.
Ralph is light skinned, right?
I'm light skinned.
Yeah. But y'all put getting next to each other.
Y'all not next to each other.
You can do hands.
Do hands.
Hands don't fucking count.
Cause she knows
it's count. Do hands.
Put your hands next to his.
My hand is darker than his hand. It's I can tell you that.
It's not.
How you gonna say it's not, but I know my hand?
Let me see that.
Do you have my hand?
Let me see. Look at Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Let me see.
Let's prove it.
Put your hand up to his.
I will. I'm darker than him.
We Captain Planet this bitch.
All right, well.
No, good. She said, well, it's a good you light skin.
Wow.
He's a hero.
No, she
take pollution down to zero.
Yep. Wait, so are you so would you consider yourself dark skin?
Yeah.
Would you consider B dark skin?
Yeah, dark skin. B like the same.
I thought B is brown.
Yes, he's brown. He's a solid brown.
I never can tell my complexion.
I'm
light brown, but I'm not light skinned.
Yeah, you're light brown.
I'm a light brown.
Yeah, she light brown.
You're like a medium brown.
No, I'll give you light brown, but you're still light skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well then it's all under the umbrella. There's like
chocolate.
The first three shades are under the light skin umbrella.
You're not Tisha Campbell light skin. Like you're not like. Yeah, you're not like that. No. But I still would put you more towards the light.
Like cinnamon.
I'm light skinned depending on who I'm standing next to.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
So
like
technically, that's brown.
I think in this room.
Okay.
But
like,
I think in this room you're light.
No. You know what? Right, I think the way we're sitting down is perfect. Like I'm light skinned. She's like medium brown, and you're the darkest brown here.
Right? I'm the darkest brown here. I don't be doing that.
Listen,
yeah, you are.
But if she stands next to you, she looks light skinned. If she stands next to me, she looks darker than me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she's in the middle.
What's Mike?
Dark skin.
He's like my complexion.
Yeah, he's your complexion. Yeah.
Isn't he darker than you?
Yeah, I think he's darker than you.
He might be.
Yeah.
He's gonna be mad that we talk about him.
He'll shade darker.
Mike's
than
the darkest out of all of us?
Yeah. What
did you think it was?
I thought it was me.
Mike Black.
Damn. I thought I was the darkest person.
It's between you and Mike.
Mike, yeah.
But sometimes I don't.
Apparently, y'all think she dark. Y'all crazy as shit. crazy. She's lighter than me. Fuck out of here. She's
not, like, no, maybe she's not now.
She is lighter than me.
Maybe
fuck
now.
Out of here. Fuck out maybe of here.
All right, questions.
Okay, great. So what's we have a follow-up question. Shut up. Ooh, I
that's
like this question.
Clueless.
Huh?
That's her own Clueless.
She's still light-skinned.
No, it's
not. Okay, skin. Honestly,
come on.
This that is some bullshit. I'm not about to answer.
Bro,
this.
You
look.
Stupid to say. Come on.
Hold on.
Ooh, it's Valentine's Day. Wednesday too.
What the fuck is that show? Okay, hang on.
So is Beyonce light skin?
Yes, nigga. Okay, is she not light skin to you? The girl off Dear White People, Logan Browning.
Yeah, no, she's light skin.
Okay, is this picture not the same as you fucking showed me for Stacey Dash? Different lighting. Kill yourself.
But why you look like
yourself.
That back in the day?
You should know this, video man. Get out of here.
No, man, Stacey
video
Dash.
Man?
Video man? Nigga man?
Right.
Damn.
Okay. Shut up. Okay, so we have a question from Lamar. Hey, everyone on the podcast.
Oh, he black.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he dark skinned.
Black for real. Yeah, yeah. Not only is he black, he dark skinned.
On his Google thing. The way he said
it. Lamar.
Okay, so. Okay, I'm slated to graduate in May, and I currently live in North Carolina, but I'm looking at Atlanta as an option to start a career after I graduate. I'll graduate with a degree in accounting. Ooh. Money. And I have plenty of friends down there who have been able to start great careers. My main issue is that I'm looking to eventually propose to my girlfriend of 2 years, but I realize that she may not want to move down there with me without a ring on her finger. And as a black woman who is also graduating with her master's in May, who is extremely accomplished and looking to pursue her PhD in the next year or two, I might add she's an incredible woman I'm so blessed to be with. Oh, God bless. I don't expect her to either. Although I'm young and I'm not interested in anyone else, I wholeheartedly believe that she is the one for me. Should I bypass getting her the ring that I believe she truly deserves, or should I save up for a ring to show her how committed I am and propose to her within the next few months just to show her that I'm committed? Or should I wait until I get a good job after I graduate and get her a more expensive, higher quality ring when I get my salary position after college?
You can always upgrade the ring.
If you want to commit to a person, she obviously understands your situation. Mm-hmm. And if she's that great of a person, anything you get her, she'll accept. Mm-hmm. And once you get into that position where you can financially be more stable, right, and bring in more income, you gotta upgrade that ring. Just do it as a surprise. Hey, baby, look, I'm gonna take you out, boom, boom. And you put that big thing on it, she's gonna be like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, nah, upgrade the ring later. Yeah. If you really love her, put the ring on it now.
I'm a little different. Like
anything, though?
What you mean? Huh? Anything?
You said anything.
Not anything. You gotta put some thought into
it.
And
you can't come in with a $200 ring.
Let's actually just hone in, because okay. I think some people take that anything thing real far. I remember one time I tweeted something about this ring. I think it was like, I don't even think it was a carrot. It looked like a grain of rice or something. Mm. And I got dragged for it. Like, oh, you know, you're just so materialistic, blah, 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 blah. So it's like some people's anything might be like, oh, you not even getting me 3 carrots? That's dead. Some people now, see, might be, you know, it's different for everybody.
He knows his girl, though. You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's always a scale with any type of purchase or present that you want to get, right? Hey. Like there's a low end, like this is the least that she'll accept. And, you know,
there's
you know what, I can afford a $40,000 ring, but it might be too much. Like, she may not want that.
Yeah, I've literally seen people talk about, oh, I would accept a proposal with a gun pop. Or,
get the fuck out of here with that shit. You're not valuing yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
I don't want to put people's business out there. You know, so I'm not gonna name names like that. But you know, recently I was made light to a situation where, you know, this person is married without a ring. Ooh. And I was just like,
is that a problem, Ralph?
You fucking right.
Oh, really? And why? Why is that a problem?
You mean like married, like they went to the
that's
court?
That's just the material thing, Ralph.
No, and
love.
Is there a necklace?
No, conquers all.
Okay, they dismissed that for me.
Wait, is there a necklace or something?
No, nothing. No piece of jewelry. Can I understand? No, look, love does conquer all and all of that, you know, whatever.
Wait, was you on the same show when I was saying that?
You were backing me up when I was saying that shit.
No, I was.
Oh, okay.
No. But that's
why I said being real quiet.
Right. But that's the reason why I was saying that.
Right. Stupid.
You can just pretty much get her anything. It doesn't have to. It's not about being materialistic.
Or get her nothing because she loves you so much. She just wants to be around you. Your presence is enough. You know, your presence is the ring.
With a fucking creepy ass, you know, sex.
When you wrap your arms around your woman, that's the ring.
You know what the ring does? All them fuckboys out there, when they see that thing,
it don't, you know, Ralph, you know getting down well, that shit don't matter.
Hey, you know what?
A ring don't do, it's not a repellent.
Like, you happy?
Yeah, thank you, Rod. Ralph act like he new to this shit.
He is kind of new to it. He's kind of new to it. Hey, look, I've always respected marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I
never. That's okay.
I know. Hey, look,
please understand.
I know niggas that don't respect it.
Okay. But
at the end of the day, look, we get off topic.
I see that shit every fucking day.
Yeah, we get off topic. At the end of the day, I just feel as a grown ass man, right?
That's tea for another day.
You should be able to do to get something for your woman.
Hello.
Because it's just a gesture.
It's a symbol
is me coming home. Only to you every day.
Let me tell you something. Okay, so this is my thing.
You guys are caught up in this whole capitalism.
I don't really give a shit. I'm going to say what I need to say regardless.
Yeah, say what you got to say.
So this is my thing, right? I've always looked at proposals as like a proposal, right? So like if you go to your boss and you're like, hey, I want to propose a new whatever the fuck it is to, I don't know, run something better in this department or whatever for this company. If you give your boss a piece of paper with a squiggly line on it and you're like, I really think this would be a good idea. Just go with me on it. Let's do it. Your boss is going to rip the paper up in your face and tell you to get back to work. Because what the fuck? It's a fucking proposal. You have to come with something laid down. You have to do the groundwork. You have to prepare. You have to plan. You have to get shit in order, in line. Yes, you can come up with a better idea later on, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you still have to do something. You still have to put in work to get that proposal passed or granted to you. Mm-hmm. It's a literal proposal.
So you want the ring?
Yeah, I want the ring.
What did you say? I get your car. Ring. Instead of a ring.
Is it paid off?
Yes.
What kind of car?
I don't know what car you want.
Yep.
I mean,
it's cheaper to get the ring, man. To get the ring.
But what if you don't want to get
the car? It's probably going to be more expensive than the ring.
That's what I'm saying.
The ring is cheaper, bro. The ring is cheaper
on the car. Come on, Rod.
If you say, I'm going to get you a car paid off, you know I'm going to choose the best fucking car you can afford. Fuck out of here.
Here's the thing about like a car and a ring. Like, a ring doesn't lose its value, a car does.
Tis true.
And
you better not buy me no new off the lot car, because that's not how I roll.
And if that employee was a really good employee and gave you a squiggly line,
oh my God.
Then you'll take the squiggly line, because you know what?
If
you
employee trust, was
right. You trust that employee, because that employee has been good to you. That employee hasn't let you down up to this point.
Have you ever worked in corporate America?
I have worked in corporate America before. Absolutely. Exactly. I'm just saying. You guys are so caught up in see. This is the whole thing with marriage, man.
Oh my God!
Please tell us about this whole contract. It's not even like a real. It's something that it's been made up by society. No, it's not a real thing. It's just a contract. What matters is it's just two people.
You know what love else has been made up by society?
And here's wait, hold on. Here's the thing. Okay,
and you're not trying to dismantle that, so
because we need patriarchy.
Ask you something.
To have a
happy relationship, right? Like there are symbols of love.
Mercy.
Right throughout your home.
Hello.
Your memories are a symbol of love. Right. Okay. Like trips that you take with your woman are symbols of love.
What
it's the same thing like a ring. Just like if I buy you a pair of earrings, and it's not about being materialistic, it's about what it symbolizes.
Mercy. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just that was it. That was it. You did all that for that.
That was great. That was beautiful.
No, I don't. Listen, bro. All right, man. Listen. Here's the thing.
Does your wife
we're not really me? Answering the question, tailoring it to him though.
We're talking to Lamar. This is about Lamar. This is about Lamar. I'm trying to help Lamar.
No. Lamar. You know about Kenneth BN.
Camden right into the show.
Have a ring.
Camden right into the show. Camden right into the show.
Come on. How can you give this? How can you give somebody else advice? Anti versus what you did. What did you do, Ken?
I'm just saying that the ring isn't everything.
And I'm not saying that either.
And I'm saying that if I came home with look, let's get back to Lamar. Listen, Lamar, bruh, here's the thing. As long as your woman loves you, you've been putting it down, she will follow you anywhere.
Hell no. Your woman is highly educated. She need that contract to be like, hey, he ain't going a damn place.
Hello.
And he's serious. Mm. The ring, look, can symbolizing.
Listen symbolism, to Raph if you want to.
Look, symbolism. Mm-hmm. Just
she'll follow you to Atlanta.
That.
I've had him follow me here, Raph. I know. And I'm not without a commitment, without a ring.
Well, at the end of the day,
7 years.
You didn't give a fuck.
I didn't give a fuck.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
did
I did.
You put a ring on any one of them?
Huh? I gave up. I was still around. I still came home every day. You know, I still paid all the bills.
I mean, the guy's clearly made a decision to buy a ring. He's just saying, oh, what level when should he buy exactly the ring?
Oh, I thought he said when.
Nah, so yeah, it's just about the level of when. Like, yeah, when. Because, like, if you buy it now, it's only going exactly to be a certain at a certain level. If he buys it when he gets his job and, you know, more money, it's going to be at another level.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not. You're saying the ring doesn't matter, but exactly to him, ring doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
The ring matters. So that point is irrelevant.
It doesn't matter right now.
No. What I'm saying is that's irrelevant.
So he can wait.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying is that he wants to buy a ring regardless. He's already made that decision.
Right.
It's just whether or not it's going to be an expensive ring or an inexpensive ring.
And that's what I'm saying, Rod. I'm saying that if he wants to go expensive, the ring doesn't matter right now. He can wait because as long as that woman loves him and as long as he loves her, okay, then
like
saying,
people say, he can upgrade.
Yeah, you said the same thing.
Is he suggesting that he wants to propose to her without?
Oh. Don't do that.
No. That's not what he's saying.
Okay, good.
He's just trying to figure out what is the best time
to propose.
Because he wants the
type of ring he can afford.
Well, not even that. Because he wants to move to Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And I agree with you, Ken. You putting it down, you love her, whatever. She'll follow without the ring. But because, like Rod said, that he's already made that mental commitment. I'm getting a ring regardless. Mm-hmm. Now he's deciding, should I do it before we move to Atlanta? Should I do it after I get a better job? Like, because I'm just finishing school.
I got it.
And what I'm suggesting is if you are serious about this woman, because you already do it now and you can upgrade later. Because if she's in tune with you, she understands that obviously you can't go out there and buy a $10,000 ring.
So side note, do y'all feel like 2 years is enough to know when you want to propose to somebody?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends
on the situation. Every relationship is
different. Yeah,
it's different.
So
hey, it's a new seven, goddamn.
That sounded about right. Hello.
But everybody's timetable might be different. Like,
my best friend, it was him like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Damone
was months. Like months.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was Red Bull with that shit.
He had wings on it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was months. Yeah. Like,
so y'all knew him before and after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so
like
crazy.
Like, we knew him before that relationship.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was going to marry a girl after a year, year and a half.
It happened towards the end of last year.
17, right?
That's crazy. Somewhere 17.
Yeah. But you know, everybody's different. That's why everybody's unique, man.
You know what? If he's a real man,
no, get the fuck God out of
here.
Bye.
He can sit down and say, look, babe. Here's the plan.
Bad advice, kid. Come on.
And outline the plan of what he wants to do.
No. She wants
Why
to
not?
Be, she wants to be, no. What she wants to be surprised.
Exactly. Look, Ken, man.
She'll be surprised when he pop out that damn ring and that shit go bling, 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 bling like a motherfucker bling.
And the blow.
Yeah, you gotta have the block.
The block.
If you don't got the block, then it ain't bling bling.
Yeah, so if he be like, look, it's gonna be worth it. just roll with me, rock with me.
No, but see, he could just get the blip now, and he could get the blow later.
Right. I mean, that could work, but that's a waste of money.
I agree with you, Ralph. If she, like, if you know your girl, and if she's like head over heels for you, like would accept anything, basically, like, go with the smaller version now, just do it now, and then upgrade.
Let me ask you something, Sophie. Let's say you were dating somebody seriously, right? When you were in college, like in college,
mercy,
you know that you don't, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't you accept what you know he can afford at the time? Like, you, like, would your expectation be like, oh, like, he's in his career 3-4 years, like, he got, you know, he's established now?
To be honest,
be honest.
Yes, that's what we want.
No. To be honest, if I was in a serious relationship in college and he wanted to propose to me 2 years in, that would, like, I mean, I can't answer your question only because that's too quick of a timeline for me. I would expect to be, but
we're not even talking.
She ain't read the one that really just pushed. She ain't read the right one. Right? We know what that
we're
is.
We're more so talking about. the scale of the ring.
What was that?
You know, nah. We like you ain't met the one. Right. You meet the right one, flipped upside down.
So turn her word inside out. Stop, stupid. Stupid. He said flip her upside down.
Oh, shit.
Y'all know.
Sophie, I'm primarily just talking about the scale, right? Because people go through progressions in life, and where you are now, your ring is going to represent that. And I know, look, and I can talk from a personal experience, right? Like,
it's all about love, Ralph. It's all about love.
I know it's all about love, but it's also
love,
look,
as all a about man, love. To as material a man, things.
There's something that Rod said that just stuck with me. And? That just stuck with me. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
And okay, what was it?
It was a grown man shit.
What was it?
No, it was real grown man shit.
And what was it?
No, he was like, look, he was like, every man should be stable. Like, you should have your own place, your own car, your own. No, no, for real. Because,
no,
because
I'm just laughing at somebody being like.
No, I was hella unstable at the time. You know what I'm saying? And when I first met my now fiance, I was hella unstable. So there wasn't gonna be a.
God bless.
I had to get to a certain point before I knew me personally, right? That I can take on the responsibilities of a husband and a man.
Hello.
With her.
Hello.
So I had to get to that point. Stop but at the same time, my chick, she stayed with me through all of that. You know, through my progression.
That's great.
Why was that, Ralph?
Because y'all putting it down. I know he was going to say that, but
here's the thing too, though, right? Like, because I know my woman, right? And I know that she doesn't... She her worth for me and what I gave her to put on that finger was way more than what I can afford when I first met her. You know what
she
saying?
Earned that shit.
No, she did. No, she did. I didn't put her through some things. I know I did.
Sure.
I know I did.
That's you know where you lost me.
What? But you know, hey, look, man. Hey.
That's good. You ain't met the right one.
We back to that. Yeah. You gonna go through some things in a relationship. But look, at the end of the day, look, if you really love her, get the ring now. You can upgrade later. You know what I'm saying? To Ken's point, it's not mandatory. She will follow you to Atlanta. You can start your career and then just get the one ring, or you know, the first ring that's nice that you want to get her. Mm-hmm. But either way, you're not gonna lose, bro. You've already won because you found the one that you want, and obviously she sounds like a hell
and
of
he's
a
in
woman.
The right headspace.
Exactly.
And I'm sure she knows that he's in the right
exactly.
headspace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you winning, bro. Regardless of what you're doing, like, you winning. I just suggest get the ring now so she knows it's for real. For
you know what, Ralph might have a point. You probably do need to bring her to Atlanta, which you don't want to leave her there because somebody might come scoop that up.
No,
somebody gonna snatch.
We're full. Mm-hmm. Don't come to Atlanta. Just stay there.
They're coming as
as an item.
Yeah. So anyway, what else?
You look saucy as hell about that. We full.
This is your face.
We full.